Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. Needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong.
Beautiful people, thank you for joining me, Pastor Gloria Walker, on this broadcast. On today, we're going to be talking about the GPS, the ultimate GPS. There really is no other GPS but God's positioning system. Amen. How about that song by Smokey Norfolk? I need you now. I tell you, if I was a lyricist, you know, if I could write songs, gospel songs, that one right there, for this time of my life, that would be my song right there. I mean, he talked about everything from A to Z in that one. He talked about loneliness, you know, the agony of being alone, the fear of doing things on my own. That's a powerful song right there. I hope it ministered to you. I want to thank you today and to let you know that I appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedules to log on to this broadcast. Amen. And I pray that, you know, if you're a regular, that the broadcasts are being a blessing to you. Amen. If you're not a regular and you just happen to stumble upon the broadcast, well, continue to listen in. If you go to my homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/GWalker, you will find an abundance of archived teachings and messages there that may minister to you. Amen. So before we get into the broadcast, as I always do, let me go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Father God, we come before you today, Lord God, thanking you for who you are. We lift you up on high, God. We bless your holy name. We worship you. We adore you. And we will never, ever place anyone before you, God. Surely by now we have all learned what your word says, that Jesus is divine. We are the branches, and without him, we can do nothing. So, Father God, I thank you for our Lord and Savior and our relationship with him, that he is our advocate with you, God. We thank you also for the one who came in his stead, the Holy Spirit, that leads and guides and teaches us all things. Father, those that will join this broadcast today, Lord God, all of us stand in need of something today, Father God. Your word says that you know what we have need of before I ask. So, Father God, I ask you to look into each and every situation represented here on this line today, and I ask that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us all out a blessing that we will not have room enough to receive. These things we pray in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Blog Talk, I got a question for you. Have you ever been using a GPS system and for a second, you know, maybe you weren't paying attention. You were fooling around with the radio or something, or you were distracted by something and you didn't hear the navigation system when it told you to make a turn and you bypassed your turn, or you heard it, but you decided that there was a better way and you weren't going to make that turn because you knew a quicker way to go. And so you didn't follow the directives of the GPS? We've all done it. Let me ask you a question. What's typical of the system to say when you don't do what it tells you to do? It'll say, recalculating route. When safe to do so, execute a U-turn. And you know what I've learned about God, you know, in life? Sometimes he'll say that. One minute, you know, you find yourself headed down a route, you know, a road in life, just kind of minding your own business, and God shows up and says he's recalculating your route and executing a U-turn. And you know what? We really should be appreciative of that, because that's really grace. Because sometimes we can get ourselves off track and out of the will of God if we're not paying attention and allowing him to be our guide, amen? Because here's the thing, as soon as we stop, okay, and turn on our voice recognition app to hear from God and move over into the passenger seat out of the way and let Jesus take the wheel, you know, that's when God can say, okay, now, here's the way to go. Execute a U-turn. All right? And here's another thing I've learned. You know, we can't allow ourselves to get ahead of God on the journey. We have to take one day at a time. All right? Sure. Yeah, we all, you know, try to make plans in life. Plans are good, short-term and long-term plans. But guess what? The Bible says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's only the Lord's purpose that prevails. Amen. Proverbs 19:21. So I would encourage you to pray about your plans so you don't end up wasting valuable time in life. Amen. Ask the Father if what you're planning to do is his will. Otherwise, he's going to recalculate your route and tell you to make a U-turn. Amen. So you don't want to be wasting any time, especially if you're somebody like me and you have got to be a certain age. You don't have no time to be wasting fooling around. You got to be on the right path. Amen. And here's the thing. You know, I know it's not just me. I know a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying. You know, you thought you'd be on a certain course in life. And lo and behold, God showed up and took you in an entirely new direction, almost blindsiding you. And, you know, he may even have you doing stuff right now in your life that you never even saw coming. You never planned to do the things that you're doing, like me. You know, I majored in education. It was my heart's desire to be a teacher. I mean, I thought, you know, teachers were just the cream of the crop. They were freaking walking encyclopedias. And I wanted to be a teacher. You know, I had my life planned out right and up until I retired from the school system teaching history in high school. Okay, that was my plan. But along the way, you know, I had intended to get my master's degree and maybe even my PhD in education. But God showed up and said he was recalculating my route. And he called me into ministry and then pushed me into doing radio. And I'll explain the pushing part in a minute, okay? So this right here, my life just goes to show you how true Proverbs 19:21 really is. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose is what will prevail, okay? Because if I had my druthers, again, you know, I'd be approaching retirement in a few years in education. And you know what? Sometimes life itself, you know, just things happening in life in general takes you off the course you thought you'd be on. Maybe, you know, you got married and ended up divorced for whatever reason, and that kind of took you out of the life that you thought that you would be having. Or maybe you lost a loved one. You know, that took you off course. Or maybe, you know, you got pulled out of a long-time career. I know that has happened to many people when the recession hit, okay? Or maybe you lost a home, you know, in a neighborhood where you had lived for a long time and you thought you were rooted and planted there, and then you had to end up, you know, uprooting yourself from a place where you were comfortable and going somewhere else. You know, I mean, a lot of things can take us out of our comfort zone and out of that place where we thought, you know, we were there to stay. Amen? But here's the thing. God is still in it, okay, whether it was him that did it intentionally or if life just happened, because God either causes things to happen or he permits them. Amen. It's just, you know, as simple as that. He will cause it or he permits it. Remember how he permitted Satan to test Job? Yeah, Satan has to ask permission to do that. Read about that in Job chapter 1. I mean, Job went through a lot of stuff, but he had to get God's permission, okay? So please believe, no matter what's happening in your life, God is in control, and if he permits things to happen in our lives that aren't necessarily welcoming on our part, please know there's a reason for it, okay? It could be an opportunity, you know, for us to grow and mature in some form or fashion, you know, in our faith perhaps, or maybe it's an opportunity for him to get you out of your comfort zone and do bigger and better things for him than you were doing before, like me. I mean, teaching children is definitely important, but, you know, on this internet radio, I'm reaching a lot of people. You know, Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So, you know, I know for a fact my voice has gone to India and Africa because I've heard from some people that listen to me. So, you know, sometimes, you know, God will shake up our little comfort zone to get us to do more things for him. Amen. Especially when you surrender your will. All right. And here's the thing. Let me share with you just how quickly God can change things and set you on a different path at his appointed time. Because oftentimes we think everything God does is slow. That's not true. Sometimes the Bible says things involving God and Jesus can occur suddenly, okay? So I'm going to share a portion of my personal testimony because, you know, oftentimes people enjoy hearing stories, all right, personal stories. And the Lord told me a long time ago when he called me into ministry that I was going to need to be transparent and share certain aspects of my life so it could, you know, help people be able to relate to what I'm teaching and telling them, all right? All right, so I'm going to tell you how I started doing Blog Talk Radio because it was never my intent to be doing this, I swear. It was not my intent to be doing this, all right? Okay, so let me start from the beginning. Back in 2008, I began feeling this tug toward ministry, all right? I felt the tug, and I was praying, and I was asking the Lord, you know, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm teaching. At the time, I was teaching at a technical college, okay? And so I feel this tug in ministry, and I began asking the Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to start a Bible study in my home or something like that? What do you want me to do? I mean, I didn't have money to start a church, but I felt ministry straight up in my spirit, all right? So I'm teaching at the college at this time, and I remember Joyce Meyer's testimony. She said she had a full-time job when the Lord called her into ministry, and he wanted her to come off of her job because he wanted her doing ministry full-time, but she refused to leave her job. I can't blame her. She said she refused to leave her job, and the Lord got her fired, okay? So then she decided to go get a part-time job. She's trying to bargain with God and say, okay, God, I'm going to do what you called me to do, but I'm just going to work part-time. He got her fired off of that too. And I saw the same thing. At this time in my life, I was not aware of Joyce Meyer's testimony. I only heard it years later, and it made me laugh because her story was similar to mine. So when the Lord began to call me in ministry, I felt that he wanted me to come off of my job, but I wasn't going to do that. I had bills to pay, you know, I wasn't going to do that. But guess what? He got me laid off. The recession hit, I got laid off, and I'm telling you, I couldn't buy a job. I kept applying for jobs and applying for jobs and applying for jobs. Every interview I went on, they told me, oh, you're an excellent candidate. Yes, you're just what we're looking for. We're going to call you next week. Honey, them phone calls never came. But it was nothing but God in the mix, okay? It was nothing but God. So one day, I still feel the ministry tug, right? So I get up and I go to the church where I was attending, and there happened to be a prophet there that day. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know she was going to be there. But she was there, and when she stepped up to the pulpit to speak, she said, you know, there are a handful of people in here today that the Lord is telling you to do something, but you need clarity on how he wants you to do it. She said, you know who you are. It's just a few of you in here today. She said, I want you to take a piece of paper and write your question down and bring it up here and put it on the altar, and I'm going to pray over you, and I want you to have expectation that the Lord is going to answer your question this week. Okay, so this is Sunday. I take a piece of paper out of my purse, and I write down on a piece of paper, God, I feel you calling me into ministry. I don't know how you want me to go about doing that. I don't have money for a church. Do you want me to have Bible study in my home? What do you want me to do? That's what I wrote down on this piece of paper. I walked up, put it on the altar like she said, and I stood there while she prayed over me. And she was right. It was just a handful of people, maybe about 5 or 6 people standing down there. All right, so she prayed over us, and I go back home. Now, on Monday, remember, I'm not working. I've been laid off of my job, and I'm on unemployment. So I'm on the computer getting ready to do a job search, right? So I don't know how I ended up on this site. You know how, you know, you're Googling something on the internet and then you end up on another site, your browser just kind of, you get these pop-ups and you end up somewhere that you didn't start out, right? Okay, so that's what happened. I ended up on this site, right? I don't know how I got there, but I saw this book and I love to read. And the title of the book was called The Gospel of Unemployment. Now, I kind of chuckled at that because here I am not working, and this author had the audacity to name something the gospel. Name of one gospel. That's the one Christ taught, okay? But he called it the gospel of unemployment. So it said on the book, click here, you know, to find out how much the book costs, you know, some information about the book. So I clicked on the book. So the book took me to this other site, and I didn't see anything about the book. So I clicked my browser button to go back, okay, to the book. So I go back to the book and I click on the thing that says click here again. And it took me back to this site. And just as I was about to click my back button, the Holy Spirit said, don't go back again. Stay where you are and look at where you are. Now, the site where I was called Blog Talk Radio. And I said, what in the world is this? I had never even heard the word blog before at this time. I didn't know people were doing blogs. So I said to myself, what in the world is this? And when I asked that question, when I said, what in the world is this? The Holy Spirit said, this is the answer to the question that you asked the Father in church. I heard him clear as day. So I'm looking at the site, Blog Talk Radio, and then all of a sudden it made sense. Okay, I got the revelation. This is internet radio. This is the answer to what I asked him. I asked him, how did he want me to do ministry? On radio? Oh, my God, y'all, I had a fit. I was like, God, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do radio. I've been a teacher. I can't do this. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me, every time the Lord calls somebody, they always tell him what they can't do. Like Moses told him, I can't go talk to Pharaoh. I stutter. My speech is not eloquent. The Holy Spirit said, you have one of two choices. You either do it, or if you don't do it, you're going to be walking in disobedience, and you know there are going to be some consequences. So, y'all, guess what? Here I am. And I've been doing Blog Talk for 6 years because he hasn't told me to stop. But that's my point. I didn't seek out radio. Okay, this was the furthest thing from my mind to do. And if somebody had told me a long time ago that I'd be doing it, I would have laughed in their face because I had no experience in this area. Okay, this was not something that I set out to do. I was just trying to ask the Lord, what I feel you calling me into ministry, what do you want me to do? And this is where he led me. Okay, so, you know, here's the thing. We have to trust God when he calls us to do something because the Holy Spirit will equip us to do it, okay, whether we've been trained to do it or not. You'll be doing the thing through his ability, not your own, okay, by way of the anointing, all right? So basically, I just wanted to stop by in this broadcast to tell you, you know, that if you're going to walk with God, you have to be flexible. I mean, you can continue down the path that you're on right now if it feels right in your spirit, but please know that God can show up and recalculate your route at any minute. And if you go too far out of the way on your journey in life, he's definitely going to say, execute a U-turn, all right? Before I leave you, I just want to remind you, okay, that God has predestined your life, and he knows the routes that you need to take. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, an expected end, okay? So, again, be flexible. You can't be set in your ways with God, all right? When he says he's recalculating your route, make the adjustments. Okay, because you cannot continue life as usual or stay where you are in your comfort zone and go with God at the same time. Amen? And this is demonstrated throughout Scripture, you know, in the lives of many people. When Noah, you know, is mentioned in Genesis chapter 5, verse 32, he's 500 years old. Now, when he enters the ark that he built, he's 600. Okay, so don't you know he couldn't continue life as usual and build the ark that God told him to build? Mm-mm. He had to get focused on what God told him to do. You know, previously maybe his days used to be kind of carefree and leisurely, but when God said build the ark, some things got recalculated in his life. Amen? Abraham couldn't stay in Ur or Haran and father a nation in Canaan. All right, he had to move. Moses couldn't stay on the backside of the desert herding sheep and be in position to stand before Pharaoh. All right, David had to leave sheep herding to become king eventually. All right, Matthew had to leave his tax collector's booth to follow Jesus. Peter, Andre, James, and John had to leave their fishing business to follow Jesus. And Saul, who later became Paul. Y'all know he used to kill Christians, so he had to completely change his direction in life, okay? These men had to make enormous adjustments, all right? Some even had to leave family and country, leaving behind their own personal goals, ideals, and desires, like me, you know? So I want to encourage you today that, you know, even if you feel lost, you know, you don't know what direction you should be going, surrender your will to God and let him take over, okay? He knows what he has planned for you, and he is well able to recalibrate some things and get you back on track, amen? And if you happen to stumble upon this broadcast, or even if you're a regular listener and you have never given your life to Christ, I want to encourage you today to do just that. Sincerely believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for your sins and rose on the third day, okay? And tell him that you want to have a new life in him, amen? And trust me, he'll show up and put you on the right path, amen? I made that decision 30 years ago. And I have never regretted it. So Blog Talk, I said all this to say, allow God to be your GPS. He may recalculate your route or even have you make a U-turn, but the journey is never boring, that's for sure. There's never a dull moment, and he definitely won't let you get lost, amen. But here's the thing that you have to remember about using God's GPS. There won't be a lot of sightseeing on the journey. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's my time, Blog Talk. I thank you so much for joining me. I will be back with you guys real soon with another word. Be blessed.